and you're listening to my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT, Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, wishing you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. Boy, we've got a lot to be thankful for here in the USA. You're listening to a replay of a show we had on the air several weeks ago when John Lodge of the Moody Blues joined us to talk about his new album. Next week, I'll be back live in the studio, and I'm going to be joined by none other than Rich Williams. That's right, Richard Williams, original founding member and guitarist from the band Kansas. They're coming to town December 11th to conclude their 50th anniversary tour right here in Pittsburgh at the Benedum. Still some seats available. So tune in next week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And let's get back together next Thursday night.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, time travel radio. And you just heard the most recent release from John Lodge from the Days of Future Past, My Sojourn album. You just heard the track Another Morning. And I am over the moon this evening because we have the legend on the phone with us tonight. We've got John Lodge. John, welcome back to Courts in Session.
Thank you very much, Eric. My pleasure. And so although I hope I'm not going to get charged for anything.
Well, I've got your back. So, John, listen, we've got a lot to talk about. Our listeners are excited tonight because you've done something that few people do. You've taken one of the most classic albums in the annals of rock and roll. You've re-recorded it, but you haven't just re-recorded it. You've met it. Maybe you've surpassed it. I am over the moon to have you on the show, and I'm over the moon about how terrific Days of Future Past, My Sojourn is. But let's start off, let's go back to 1967. You're new to the Moody's. You're taking a completely different course in the music that you guys are now writing. And you got a new record label that wants you to perform some standards and things like Blue Suede Shoes to help advertise this new sound they're going to do in music, you know, wide range stereo. Take us from there.
Yeah, well, before that, in 1966, the Moody's and myself were copying American songs like From the Delta, the blues songs. We'd never been to America, and we were just a facsimile, really, of what the bands were. And we were getting nowhere. And we were fed up of playing everybody else's songs. And we said, what is the blues? The blues is about growing up wherever you are and your lifestyle and what happens to you. And why don't we start writing our own songs, our own English blues? And that's what we started doing. We wrote a stage show, and we started performing there for 80 people originally, and it grew. And then we eventually, the record company has to go in the studio and record a version of Dvorak's New World Symphony, taking the melodies and putting lyrics to it. Because they wanted to prioritize their new sound, which is precursor really to stereo. And they had the hardware they were producing to play this record. And we said, wonderful. And we said, can we have 24 lookout in the studio, which was never heard of about. You had 3-hour sessions in the studio. We asked for 24 hours a day for a whole week. And the chairman, Sir Render Lewis, said, yep, you've got it. And we went to the studio and basically recorded our stage show, which is a day in the life of the Moody Blues, really. And a day in the life of everyone, I think. And Days of Future Past was born.
Well, the album is just that. It's 24 hours in the day. But am I correct that when you got those hours to perform in the studio, you didn't necessarily tell the record label owner that you were going to record your own stuff? Did you kind of keep that under wraps?
Yeah, we kept it totally under wraps. And when we had a playback at the end of the week, we invited the people from the record company, as well as friends of ours and girlfriends and boyfriends and everything else, and to come to the studio. And we played it back in the studio, not in the control room. We put speakers in the studio, set all the seats up, and we listened to it really like a concert through great big speakers. And to be honest, the record company turned around and said, "What are we going to do with that?" They had no idea what we'd done. But we had two people there, one head of the classical part of Decca Records called Sir Hugh Mendel, and he realised what we were up to do. And we had, fortunately, the vice president of London Records from New York, a guy called Walt McGuire, who was real record man. He knew exactly what we were doing. And those two guys took it and said, "Yep, here we come."
That is amazing. We've got on the phone with us tonight John Lodge, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, I failed to mention, but one of the most famous rock and rollers in this day and age, bassist, singer from the Moody Blues. We're talking about his new solo release, Days of Future Past, My Sojourn, and its roots from the original album. So, John, one of the things that I'm always thrilled by, because this album is so big in my life, as it is in so many people, is the album, the original album, cuts across genres. You can talk to a guy who loves metal. You can talk to a girl who loves punk. And they all know Days of Future Past because it's just such a preeminent record in the annals of rock and roll. So you've got this album, you've got it played before the guys who own the label. Did you have any idea that this album was going to change your life and change the course of the band and frankly rock and roll?
No, absolutely no idea at all. All we knew when we played it back for ourselves, we were just so pleased that we made an album of our own music. I don't think we ever thought about being successful or lasting years later. We were so pleased to have just made the album, you know. And we have friends and family and were playing it, and they said they loved the album. It was just fantastic, you know. Never thought about looking at the charts to see if it was going to chart, because it was an album, you know, not a single. And albums in those days didn't really have the preeminence, particularly in the UK, that they did in the States. And it was great when we came to America a year after, and we met all the West Coast bands and the Midwest bands and the East bands, and we realized what rock and roll was in America as it was in England, you know, and it was a fantastic time.
You know, the amazing thing is, right out of the gate, it was not a blockbuster, but it was something that grew and grew. And when I was looking at the charts, I had an argument with a friend of mine who saw you in 1972 and was talking about how it was on the top of the charts. I said, "No, that came out in 67. But really, in 1972, it was peaking because it just kept growing and growing and had such longevity.
Yeah, in the 70s, it went to number one. And I think in the end of the 70s, it went to number one as well. It was just an incredible album. That's why I came to record it again. It wasn't the recording I was going to do. I thought we'd never perform Days of Future Past as the Moody Blues, really, on stage. And I wanted to do that. I really wanted to do it, take it on tour. And so I went, got my guys together and said, "Listen, if I want to do Days of Future Past, a live version, but make it 2023, whatever, how can we do that without diverting from the original feel the album. But hopefully younger people will come to recognize this new album and go back and discover the original one as well. And that was the whole aim of doing the album on stage. And after a year of rehearsals, my daughter said to me, "Daddy, you should record that. You spend so much time preparing for the show." And that's what I did. Started recording, and a year later, I made Days of Future Past my surgeon. And it was really cathartic for me because I'm not a person who looks backwards, never. And I'm not a hypothetical person. But conquering, I can say, Days of Future Past into 2023 was like the circle was complete for me, because I realized Days of Future Past was really not only my life, everybody's life. It was all there in this album. And I suddenly realized, like last year, hey, it was me for the last 50 years. So I'm really pleased to bring the album out. And that's why I take a really normal picture of on the sleeve. I had a photograph of my wife and I walking through a beautiful woodland about 3 miles from where I live in Cobham in Surrey. And it was a beautiful, beautiful day walking through the woodlands. And I thought, yes, that's it. That's what I'm doing.
We're talking with John Lodge of the Moody Blues. He's got a fantastic new album, Days of Future Past, My Sojourn. Let's take a moment. Let's listen to a track from the new album. This is Peak Hour, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
We'll be right back.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. So thrilled to have the legend John Lodge of the Moody Blues on the phone with us tonight. We're talking about his new tour and his new album, Days of Future Past, My Sojourn. John is coming to Clarksburg, West Virginia. That's road trip range from Pittsburgh on November 12th. He's coming November 19th to the Royal Oak in Michigan, November 17th, Columbus, Ohio, November 15th, Englewood, New Jersey. You can catch all of his tour dates at John's website. John, this new album, as you're planning on touring and you're putting it together, it's such a classic album. Did you ever have any fear of, you know, maybe I shouldn't be touching this, doing it in the studio? I mean, if the Stones went back in the studio and said, we're going to re-record I Can't Get No Satisfaction, I mean, it's the same thing. This thing is so classic. Did it worry you to redo?
When I was toying with the idea, I went to see Graham Edge, the drummer in the Moody's, and I said, Graham, we don't do as the Moody Blues anymore. I'd really like to do Days of Future Past, and I would really like if you would record your poetry from Days of Future Past. And I said, because you never recorded it, it'd be great. And if you record it, you'll always have a place on stage with me. And he said, John, I'd love to do it. He said, just keep the Moody Blues music alive. And I said, that's what I'm trying to do. So we went into the studio, recorded Graham, do the poetry, you know, breathe deep. The gathering gloom, and he was so excited, and we filmed him, and he's got a special place on stage on the video where he recites the poetry. Unfortunately, Graham passed away before he saw himself on stage, but because Graham said yes, I realized it was the right thing to do. I realized he was right to bring the album back out to a new generation for people. People started by albums now, listening as an album should be listened to by themselves or with other people. And I thought, that's fantastic. Graham's given me the great big tick, and that was it. Oh, it was engines go after that.
Well, talking about that, here on Quartz in Session, originally when it came out, I had to play it digitally, but as soon as I got my hands on the vinyl, that's how we've been playing it here at the station. And you're on the Deco label. They did a terrific job with the mastering and the sound on the vinyl. It is just gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely. The engineers, not the engineers in the studio, the technical people at Decca said, you've got to make sure this album will last 20 years. He said, you don't want to look back in 20 years and say, the sound is terrible. But 50 years on, the original album still sounds fantastic. The advantage of nowadays, because it's 180 gram vinyl, and the quality of the hi-fis you can get now. And, you know, that's why I'm really proud of the new album. When I got the test pressing, I had 5 test pressings made throughout the world until I found the one I wanted. And that's the one.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, when last time you were on Quartz in Session, I did something I never do. I shut down my law practice for several days, grabbed my gorgeous wife, and we took a trip to Annapolis to see you on tour. And we were so blown away I've seen Justin Hayward a number of times. He puts on a great show. But your show, and you had John Davidson from Yes, who we'll talk about in a minute, was so good. We walked out of there. I think everybody walked out of there with their jaws at their feet. So when I saw that you were going to re-record this album, although initially I thought, gee, that's something that's kind of sacred to retouch, I had high hopes. I have to tell you, for anyone who has not heard this new album, Days of Future Past My Sojourn, it stands up to the original. And that is one heck of a feat to have accomplished that. And I tip my hat to you and I thank you, because now I have two versions of Days of Future Past that are in my life to my end days. So absolutely terrific. I don't know how you did it, because quite frankly, it was a heck of a feat, but you really did. Now, talking about this album, you're not only singing throughout the whole album, but you have the lead singer of Yes, John Davidson, singing on several tracks. Tell us about how that came about.
Well, I did a tour with Yes a few years ago called The Royal Affair. Alan White, the drummer at the time of Yes, who unfortunately is no longer with us, was a drummer with a Plastic Ono band. And they recorded Imagine. And the song they do for their uncle is Imagine. And they asked me if I'd join John Davidson on stage and we'd do Imagine together. And I said, yeah, fine, that's fantastic. And I said, but you'll have to join me for my encore then, with Ride My Seesaw. And he said, yes. And it's a lovely story, because in actual fact, he married my daughter, or my daughter married John, and is my son-in-law.
So that is amazing. So it's a family affair.
A totally family affair. And it's fantastic. And he joins me on all my concerts. And it is more than that, because I pass things by him. You know, what do you think, John? What do you think? Because we all from the rock and roll generation through the decades, but he's a newer generation than me. So I always try to pick his brains as well. But he's a beautiful musician, he's a wonderful singer, and I'm proud to be working with him.
So will he be with you on this upcoming tour? Will I get to see him November 12th?
Yes, he will, and he'll be singing 91 Saturn. He does an incredible job.
That is amazing. We're talking with John Lodge of the Moody Blues. His new album, Days of Future Past, My Sojourn, is out now. He's on tour. You can catch his tour dates by going to his website. John, what is your website?
Well, johnlodge.com, and also moodybluestoday.com. Because we still use, I still run through the Moody Blues. Because I am a Moody Blue, and I will always will be.
And thank God for that. Tour dates on those websites. I'm going to be at the West Virginia show in Clarksburg. I can't wait. Well, let's do this, John. It's been such an honor having you on the show. Since you mentioned it, let's close tonight with John Davidson joining John Lodge with Nights in White Satin from the new album Days of Future Past, My Sojourn. John, such an absolute honor to have you back on the show, and I can't wait to see you in West Virginia.
Okay, Eric, thank you very much for the invitation, and thank you to all your fans and listeners for keeping the faith, not only in me, in you as well.
God bless you, brother.
God bless.
Thank you.
you're just tuning in tonight, we are celebrating the music and life and legacy of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee John Lodge, singer and bass player of the Moody Blues. Tonight, we've been replaying two shows from the past several years where John joined us on Quartz in Session to talk both about his new live album and his re-recording of Days of Future Past. So turn up that radio. Let's celebrate the music of John Lodge right here on WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. And this is a big deal, guys. On the phone with us tonight, we've got none other than John Lodge himself to talk about that album. John, how the heck are you?
Eric, I'm fine, thank you. And like everyone else, looking forward to being on the road again and live concerts.
We're so glad about that. And John, I got to start off, I think, most appropriately with a thank you. You know, 50-plus years of Moody Blues music, there's not a listener tuning in right now who would disagree with the fact that you've been such a huge part of the soundtrack to our lives. So my thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you. Thank you for everyone out there keeping me the faith. What can I say? Thank you.
So we've got this great live album and tour. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I was on tour in 2019 with Yes, Carl Palmer, Asia, and Wonderful World of Arthur Brown. And we toured America, and when I was in Las Vegas, I recorded the concerts for no other reason than recording it. And then afterwards, I went on tour myself, and I recorded my tour. And then lockdown hit everyone. I was no live concerts, no live music, no audience participation, and I said, I'm going to list what I recorded. And I listened to all the tracks, and I thought, oh, I'm going to make an album from this, a live album. And, you know, hopefully people listen to it and feel the excitement about being at a live concert, although they'll probably be at home listening to it. But try to, you know, relive what's great about live music. And I thought I'm going to do it on vinyl as well, a special vinyl. I can put all the photographs in, on all the information, and cut it on 180 gram vinyl. And that's what I did. And it's released today on CD, and the vinyl will come like next week or the week after. I can't think, remember.
Well, that's so great, because that's what we play here on Quartz in Session. We're almost all vinyl. But, you know, I want to play the new single. And before I do, I was just struck by, in listening to it, how, you know, how relevant it is to today in 2022 with Isn't Life Strange?
Yeah, one thing I wanted to do with the band and playing live, Billy Ashburn, the drummer with me, was with NSYNC and Justin Timberlake, and he's an incredible drummer. And I said to him, Billy, we need to establish the engine room of my band, and we're going to drive this band from the bottom. And I said, even when we do ballads like Isn't Life Strange, it's going to become orchestral, but big as well, with the engine room driving it as well. And that's what I try to do with the whole, every song that I do on stage.
Well, let's do it now from the new live John Lodge album, The Royal Affair and After. This is Isn't Life Strange?
day passes by. How hard man will try. The sea will not wait. You know it makes me want to cry.
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. And guys, if you're just tuning in, we got a special treat. We have Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, the legendary John Lodge of the Moody Blues, on the phone with us. And you just heard his new live single, Isn't Life Strange? So we've got the new tour, John. I see the March leg of the tour. Is the tour going to continue beyond March to other parts of the country?
I hope so, yeah. I just wanted to put the first tour together first. It's down to the promoters, really. They've got to be really happy because of the COVID situation, you know. So we put the first tour together, and hopefully I'm going to be on the road during the summer, going to all the places I love performing at, you know. And so it's not down to me. It's down to the promoters, really, and COVID. Hopefully we can get through all this and we can all be smiling and listening to live music again.
Well, that's so great. Well, I'm going to talk to those promoters because here at WRCT, we want John Lodge live in Pittsburgh. So that begs the question, John, after the tour, do you have any new studio plans? And
I've been in the studio the last couple of months recording. And so that's a project for later on next year, I presume, after everything else, because the role of an after is what I'm working on now. And I think the Moody Blues doesn't really exist in my heart. And I just want to keep the Moody Blues music alive. That's why I'm touring all the while, playing songs from the other guys in the band, because it's been the soundtrack of my life, you know, for 55 years. And so, I want to keep that going.
And I see that we've got a special dedication and part of the new live album, that there is actually a late recording from Graham Edge with some of his poetry on the new live album.
Yeah, a few years ago we re-recorded Days of Future Past, and Graham wrote the poetry for that. And Graham didn't do the recording of it. Someone else did. And I said to Graham, you know, I'd like you to go in the studio and re-record your poetry, and I'm going to play it on stage every night. And I'm going to leave a space in my performance, and all the audience will just have to close their eyes and think of Graham being on the stage reciting his poetry, because Graham has been a fantastic supporter of my live concerts. He came to the very first one, and so I wanted Graham, and I filmed Graham doing it as well, so he'll be forever on stage with me reciting that poem.
Well, that's so terrific. Well, John, here at Courts in Session, something we love doing, we all love knowing what our favorite rock stars listen to in their downtime. So, my friend, are you ready to take over the turntables?
Oh, what? Okay. What are they going to say? What in my downtime, what am I listening to?
Give me a couple songs.
Hotel California. I want to say that because I play golf with Don Felder sometimes. He'd be happy if I say Hotel California. But I'm an album player, and I would put on the Eagles album or a Canned Heat album, because I loved the boogie from Canned Heat. So going up the country would be great as well.
Well, those are two terrific picks. We've got John Lodge from the Moody Blues on the phone. His new live album, The Royal Affair and After, is out now. John, you're welcome back on Quartz in Session anytime. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Just a great honor.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and thank you for keeping the faith.